Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew Hekim, and this episode is about Guardians by Richard Chomph. But you need your spandex zentai in a primary colour, maybe a magical ring connected to one of five Greek elements, or some intergalactic cat mecha. As a quick reminder, this podcast isn't a long deep dive, unless the whole game book is about the same length as the 1500 words that I write for this. Usually it's more I grab this thing off a shelf, flick through the pages, formed a few opinions. Once again, it is another cishet white middle class man making opinions about games and putting them on the internet. Super fair warning on this, this episode could be one of the shortest so far. Maybe for the whole time I do this podcast, because there's quite literally less words in a single page of this RPG than I write for a whole episode. This one is a one-page RPG. And even though it's using a small font size, it's still just one page. What is Guardians? You and between two and five of your friends are just going to grab an outfit in a bold colour like a children's act or Saturday morning cartoon or an 80s to 90s Japanese hero live action show and a deck of cards to take on the powers of evil and darkness or bumpy foam dinosaur suits loaded with very carefully selected exploding charges. You'll need some six-sided dice and two different counters or tokens like coins and matches or vase beads in two colours. Who cares? They just need to be different. How does it play? Of course, you're going to be about 14. You'll be a mix of social misfit boy, smart, but remove the glasses. Wow, pretty girl, popular girl. None of that. But the teenager bit is actually in the rules. Otherwise, it might get to a second page. You've got teenagers and big stonking mechs in bold colours. You get four traits matching the four card suits. Futz with a deck of cards a bit. Then in the bumming around school phase, you roll a bunch of those six-siders with low being bad to see if Mr. You Kids Will Never Defeat Me and My Awesome Power messes with your day-to-day. The players benefit from successes, the GM benefits from failures. Then when you're done kicking cans down the street, cleaning the classroom, chatting over tables in your cafeteria, then by the power of Grayskull... Wait, no, wrong cartoon. Anyway, you can summon your mech, switch gears, I'm so droll, and move into the second stage of the game. After doing epic battle in not quite New Kyoto, which is really just some quarry at the back of the film stage, which you can use to do this because it's suitable for explosives use, you get to return to mathematics homework, English essays due on Monday, and your mother complaining about how you don't clean your room. What is the play loop? Each run through kind of is the play loop. There's no real internal play loop on this one. Grab your teenager, split some points across their four traits, love, kindness, strength, resilience, put some cards in your own private Idaho deck. You put the cards in your deck, D-E-C-K, deck. You then vault off into the social phase, loosely described above, where you're rolling dice and collecting good mojo points, or the GM collecting evil, dastardly villain points. That everyone's going to use later. If you're sick of walking down laneways being angsty and wistful, then you can get into your mech and move into the saving the day by big combat with big monster phase of the game. This is where that deck of cards comes in, because you're basically going to play a game something like Emperor and Scum with your GM to keep defeating the super bad villain monster thing. You'll also keep burning those good mojo points to keep your card options flush. Depending on the suit of the last card played and a stack, you get some different effects happening through the game. Of course, when the monster would be, you know, utterly defeated, that is when it grows three times in size, get a bunch of other nonsense going on, and some glowy painted on the film Star Wars style energy beams happening, which then means you're almost certainly about four punches away from victory. Things that I like. There is a bunch of that good old hyper-melted cheese of teenage kid superhero nonsense going on here. It's really leaning hard into that Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, Person A in spandex punches on with Person B in big foam lizard suit kind of action. If you have fond memories of that sort of stuff, you'll probably love this one. If you got me playing this, it would be way up on the Gonzo stakes, which suits the style of the game, and you may not want to play it with me again because of the level of Gonzo. I have broken some players of games with the giggles because plans were for the week, and I don't know, whatever can rule the day. Things I don't love, there's quite a bit of setup for something that's only a single page. We're talking pulls of dice, sticks of cards, piles of tokens. That's a fair bit of kit for a one-page RPG. I also found figuring out how the card-playing, trick-taking stuff was going to work a little bit on the structure. It took me a couple of like really close reads to make sure I knew how that was going to happen. Phase one, easy peasy, roll some dice, collect some tokens, move on with nonsense. Until it's mecha time, baby! Nixon's back! Well, sorry, Futurama joke. I realise a good chunk of people won't even get that reference. And maybe that makes me feel old now. Anyway, who's padding? I'm not padding. No. So, to wrap things up. Do I like it? Yeah, I do. Would I play it? As long as there are people aren't expecting me to bring the gear. If I'm bringing a one-page Gonzo convention nonsense RPG along, I don't know, I think I want something easier to have in a backpack and easier to crack out, right? Just like something that's like, here's two pages in the back of the thing and, you know, I need a handful of dice. Done. Bang. Do I think you should get it? It's a bit more line ball on that one, just because of the weight of gear for something that's a one-page RPG. But it comes at the princely price of pay what you want. So, look, toss Richard a couple of bucks and grab it, right? You've probably blown more time and effort on a coffee that lasted less, delivered less, and took more effort. Where can you get it? You can go over and grab your copy on itch.io at Kettle Clock, KettleClock.itch.io, /Guardians. It's a pay what you want, and itch.io is great for that. But that's it. So that episode, and holy heck, there is more in this review than in the actual game, people. In 2 weeks, I'll be getting stuck into another thing that I've been pitched through my webpage. If you want to pitch me your RPG, then head over to my website, halflingcaravangames.com.au, and look for the name of this podcast. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a Betamax cartridge or one of my far less refined and way more janky bits of nonsense like Assault Heaven, Overthrow God, or Hands of Fate. Have fun gaming, people. And you know all that. Subscribe and pass links of this to others, right? The algorithm needs its blood tithes, people.